Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. He's getting all warmed up on this frosty morning. Richard Kneider's here with Simple Dreams with To Stratford with Love. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Jamie. Yes, it is a little frosty out there.
Yeah, it's a little nippy, but hey, we've got a very special in-person event that is fast approaching, we should say, for Saturday, December 17th.
It is, very much so. Anyway, I just wanted to let people know that if they do want to volunteer, there are still some volunteer positions available, and that they can go to stratfordwithlove.ca and then volunteer. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, that we are still in need of either homemade pies or store-bought pies.
Okay. Right at the top of Richard's list here. There we go.
Yes, I do have to make mention of that. And if they could, because we have a group of ladies that are going to be at the complex cutting up these pies, about 1,000 pieces anyway.
Exactly.
If they could get the pies to the complex for noon would really, really help us out. And they can go online as well. If they're going to bring a pie or donate a pie, then we'll have an idea of how many are coming in.
Oh, for sure. And it's a great website we should mention, too. ToStratfordWithLove.ca. It gives you all the information to register for the dinner, to register to volunteer, specific volunteering options. It's a great website.
Yeah, it is. And I give credit, you know, to the fellow that did it for us.
Nice.
Okay, because I'm still working on a fax machine. I think I got it figured out now.
Oh, no.
I really do. And anyway, the bottom line is, Jamie, is that we are so excited to be able to do this again in person. Mm-hmm. The past couple of years, we've done the home edition, and that was great. But to have everybody in that room at the same time and enjoying the meal, the fellowship, and the spirit of Christmas, we are just so thrilled to be able to do that again. And the Stratford Concert Band's going to be there.
Great.
Playing, and then we'll have Upside of Maybe playing again. And then just so many things that make that whole evening come together.
And we should remind folks exactly, because as you mentioned, we haven't had this as an in-person event for quite some time. So how does the evening work? If folks want to register to get tickets, how does the evening work in terms of when you're dropping by? What can we expect?
Oh, well, I mean, the evening itself, they mm-hmm. drop, you know, as people come in, the concert band will be playing. Then the meal will be served at 5:30. And honestly, I give credit to my daughters and all the volunteers that put this thing together, because in the past, we've been able to serve upwards of 1,100 people in 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, so I really give them credit for that. And then we'll have Upside of Maybe. Shane Weeb's going to be there, you know, doing the MC.
Oh,
part.
Great.
So he adds a character to the evening.
He has
as well.
So much enthusiasm. Love Shane Weeb.
Yeah. Absolutely. And just.
It's just community thrilled. And fellowship. That's
you know,
what it's all
and
about.
Talking about community, I was just at Tim Hortons and picked up a couple of coffees, and there was a group of gentlemen there. And the one gentleman completely threw me off. He said, Richard, do you need, I got 50 pounds of onions. Do you need 50? I said, if there were potatoes, that might be we could use them. But just as I say, the whole community comes together and puts this evening together, and that's what really, really excites me.
Mm-hmm. And it's great for the community. So it's not too late to get tickets or to register to get tickets?
It's not too late to get tickets or to register online. If they want tickets, there's places like the House of Blessing, Madeline's that they can get them, City Hall that they can get them. But,
and these are free. These are free tickets.
Completely free. Mm-hmm. And just thrilled. I can't say it enough.
All right. So again, there's volunteer opportunities, still tickets available. We'll share the links and details, of course, on our website with mystratfordnow.com. But again, it is To Stratford with Love Banquet, an in-person event. And we should also thank, all the volunteers that put this together and, the people that make this happen, for sure.
For sure. For sure. It truly is a community event.
Two Stratford With Love Banquet is going to be at the Rotary Complex for Saturday, December 17th at 5:30 p.m., sponsored in part by local churches, businesses, and individuals that make it a reality. Richard Kneider with Simple Dreams. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie. Always a pleasure.